And the man of the moment, the special big name in the house, Dr. Roelof Botha, is with us. Doctor, are you there? Are you here?
All the way from Pretoria.
Yo, and flew in, jetted in this morning, especially to have a chat with us. We're really, really excited. And in case you missed my earlier introduction, Dr. Roelof Botha is an award-winning economist, more than 40 years of experience in the field, including roles as economic policy advisor with National Treasury, financial editor of a daily newspaper, senior lecturer in economics at various universities, and the chief economist of the SA Federated Chamber of Industries. Am I getting it all right here, Doctor?
I'm
not just blowing smoke. You've published more than 2,000 articles and research reports, and more than 1,000 companies and organizations have utilized the doctor's experience in analyzing key macroeconomic and socio-political trends in the Southern African region, and currently acting as economic advisor to the Optimum Investment Group, and you author, as Graham mentioned, several columns in national and regional publications, including The Bright Side, published by Currencies Direct. So let's look at The Bright Side. Well, maybe it's not so bright when you look at what's happening internationally, but I'd love to get your opinion, Doctor, on a couple of key points from the news, like, obviously, the crisis in the Ukraine. It's on everyone's mind at the moment. You can't get away from it in the news headlines. The Russian invasion of Ukraine caused so much uncertainty around the globe. It's led to spikes in energy prices. And from your perspective, will this have a damaging effect on the South African economy?
Not too much. I just want to inform the listeners that I'm not just an academic. I was also the first manager of my late brother's rock and roll band.
For real? And yes. For those that don't know the family history here, your late brother was Piet Botha.
That's right.
A legendary South African rock icon, and a music that we've actually got on the playlist. I'm going to see if I can find a tune to close out the something that's radio friendly. Close out the show. But so you're a rock and roller,
yeah,
as well.
I've been around. You know, I was a Woodstock. I was in matric when Woodstock happened, and I'm the only economist in the country that has provincial sports honors in sport parachuting.
And I see you're wearing a very special tie today. What's the story with this tie?
Well, it got presented to me by the late Louis Late, by his son,
yeah,
Louis Jr. He was a student of mine when I was teaching economics at UJ, the old Rao.
And he's of Blito local as well.
That's right.
He stays just around the corner here. So there you go. There's a connection there. But this is the 1995 Rugby World Cup tie you've got here.
Yeah, you need to clerk one of the centers there. Denis Leroux, he was in my class.
Oh, wow.
Actually, so good memories. One of my most recent predictions, which was accurate, was the Springbok World Cup victory.
Well, you see, so not just economic predictions when it comes to sports betting. I have a chat with the doctor.
But I've had a fairly good track record on the exchange rate, because I've got a model which is based on a combination of empirical data and also understanding the theory behind an emerging market exchange rate. The supply curve is S-shaped. Now, I don't want to bore the listeners with that stuff, but
it's a special case. It's different.
Yes, and I must, you know, Graham Barrett, he spotted the my forecasts, and it's been a nice relationship. And in a nutshell, what Currencies Direct do is they take the hassle out of foreign exchange transactions, and that's a fact.
Because it can be a headache if you don't know what you're doing, eh?
Yeah, we say in Afrikaans, you must take it there a dumb swim, you know? You have to swim through a dam of stuff before you get everything done, and they just take care of everything. But back to the Ukraine. What a sad state of affairs.
Sure.
By somebody that's totally lost the plot. I think he's certifiably crazy.
You're not the only one holding that opinion, I think.
Even Roman Abramovich from Chelsea is selling Chelsea now, and he said he's going to give the proceeds to the victims of the Ukrainian victims of the war.
Wow.
And he's a buddy of Putin. I think Putin will find himself isolated, but in the meantime, economically, it's bad for some of our exports. 2% of our wine goes to Russia.
Yeah.
But about 10-15% of our pears from the Western Cape goes to Russia. So they're trying to find alternative markets. So there are some negative ripple effects, and obviously the oil price. The oil price is a bad one, because it means if it doesn't come down, if that war doesn't end in a hurry, we will have at least one, or if not two, more petrol price increases. But I expect when the war is over that the oil price will drop like a stone. I don't know whether listeners can remember.
Yeah.
In the beginning of COVID, sort of 2-3 months into COVID,
yeah,
they gave oil away. In the United States, you could come with your truck and take as much oil as you wanted. No, none of the, not the, most of us have facilities to store oil. So it's a temporary phenomenon. But South Africa is going to benefit from the higher platinum price, the higher gold price, iron ore price. So our mining industry is not perturbed, and won't derail our economic recovery process at all.
Wow, well, that is certainly the bright side, and I think welcome news for locals trying to sort of forecast where we're heading and weather the storm. And looking at the local picture, the national news that has been popping up recently. The National Treasury obviously recently tabled the 2022 National Budget in Parliament, and it looks like it's been well received by most commentators. What's your impression of the budget?
Well, if you didn't like this budget, you know, I think you should visit a psychiatrist. Quite frankly, or you don't understand economics at all.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the most market-friendly budget in South Africa's history, probably.
Period. That's the fact.
We had a lowering of the corporate tax rate. We had a revenue overrun of 182 billion rand. I'm going to repeat that, 182 billion rand. I mean, even the Zuptas won't be able to steal so much money. and it allowed the new minister, what a smashing guy. I mean, he's got such a personality, Enoch.
Yeah.
It allowed him to do two things. And it initially, he didn't think he was going to have enough money to do it. But he managed to do two things. He extended the COVID relief grant. So millions of unemployed South Africans are still receiving that money every month.
Is that a fact?
For the next 12 months. So he's looked at that side of the equation, the social welfare.
Yeah.
And he's also stabilized the government debt by lowering South African government's borrowing requirement, which means that our bond yield will remain stable. All of this stuff, by the way, is really unbelievably good news. And for small businesses, government is now launching a 15 billion rand loan guarantee scheme. And they're prepared to take the first 20% knock if something goes wrong with that little business. The financial institutions are also coming to the party. So what one can see here, and this is so important, and I'd like the listeners to remember this.
Mm.
We can see President Ramaphosa's hand in closer cooperation with the private sector. That is terribly important, because that will make this economy fly in the next couple of years, I'm convinced.
That is, that's the kind of news we want to be celebrating. We want to be focusing on, and it's the kind of thing we need to be amplifying and drawing people's attention to. And obviously, that's why you're here on home soil. And if you're just joining us in the middle of this interview, we are busy unpacking where we're heading in terms of the local economy. Dr. Roelof Botha is in the house, a guest of Currencies Direct, and looking at some other talking points from the national news. President Ramaphosa, as you mentioned, in the spotlight as ever. He's announced some interesting new policy initiatives during his 2022 State of the Nation address. And when it comes to the mammoth task of job creation, do you believe that these will have a tangible effect?
Without a shadow of doubt. I mean, he's pulled in Sipho Nkosi, who was the CEO of, I believe, Exxaro.
Mm-hmm.
And his task is to identify the obstacles that stand in the way of the private sector, which prevent them from creating more jobs and expanding their businesses. I cannot begin to tell you how important this is, because President Ramaphosa, in his State of the Nation address in mid-Feb,
yeah,
he admitted that government cannot create jobs at scale in this economy. Well, there's certainly not jobs that add value.
No.
I mean, we all know what government activities are like sometimes, municipal, provincial, national government level. It's not always as productive as ours. The reason why they changed the streets in Pretoria into one-way streets many years ago,
yeah,
to prevent the civil servants that arrive late from obstructing those that want to go home early. But President Ramaphosa realizes that the only way to get this economy back to a sustained 4-5% growth phase per annum in real terms is to involve the private sector to the maximum amount possible. And he is assembling around him and in other crucial positions in state-owned enterprises people that will take this task forward. And listeners can keep an eye on the news. The state-owned enterprises are in for one hell of a shake-up.
Wow.
In the next couple of months and years. And I believe that probably 30-40% of them will in fact be disbanded, because they do not add any value to this economy.
They've
just been around, you know, for decades, like little dinosaurs, gobbling up taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And this is going to change, and some of them will be just blend it into some government departments and relevant directorates. There will be obviously some retrenchments will have to occur. And if you do not add value, then why should you receive money unless you are on social welfare? It doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
And he understands this. We have a president that understands economics, and that I'm delighted to know that.
It makes all the difference. And those predictions of yours, I mean, please may they come to pass. And for anyone taking this in, this is seriously buoying news. And I think that looking at where we're heading for the next year, obviously we had the year that 2020 was. COVID shook the world, and the local economy didn't escape. But on the back of that, the economy performed fairly well last year. I mean, all things considered, looking at the kind of global context, in your opinion, what are the chances of another solid growth rate year in 2022? By the sounds of everything you've said, we're on track for a good one.
Absolutely. The GDP figures get announced Tuesday, and it'll probably be in the vicinity of 5% real growth from a low base.
Yeah.
That's not so hard. The question now is what happens in 2022. The left behind sectors, especially in tourism, are coming to the party. And, okay, I'm an eternal optimist. I'm well known for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say that a pure optimist believes we live in the best of all possible worlds, and a pure pessimist fears this is true. But let's look at the facts. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but not to their own facts. The fact is that if you look at every major indicator of economic activity, business confidence, let's start with the leading business cycle indicator, the Reserve Bank, hit an all-time record high in the fourth quarter of last year. The AgBiz Index of confidence in the agriculture sector in South Africa hit an all-time record high in the second quarter of last year. It dipped slightly in the third quarter, and now it's back to its second highest level ever. The APSA BER Purchasing Managers Index for Manufacturing last year hit an all-time record high. So this is just not me speaking. If you look at wholesale sales in real terms, running at a quarter of a billion rand, 250 billion rand a quarter. That also, in real terms, hit an all-time record high in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
So this economy is starting to pump. If you come from Gauteng, where I'm unfortunate enough to live, you know, the traffic snarled up. So they say the Ben Schoeman Highway is the biggest parking lot in the world. But the economy is cooking, and this is really good news. I expect 3 to 4% growth this year.
Wow. Wow, look, the bright side indeed. You're hearing it here from a man who knows his stuff. I mean, you may be an eternal optimist, but his predictions hold serious water. And if you are not well-versed in the world of macroeconomics, take it from Dr. Roelof Botha. Things are looking up. And when it comes to the brand that's brought the good doctor to town, Currency Direct, Graham, this must be music to your ears, all of this information the doctor's giving us, eh?
100%. Yeah, I mean, that's why we... excuse me. Absolutely. We're really excited to be here. We're happy to be in Ballito. As I said, we've launched the office here. We've got Dr. Botha. We oversubscribe to our events. We would like you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got a presentation that we're going to have recorded. So we're offering CPD points to our property professionals and financial advisors who subscribe and watch it. There's so much good news out there. We just starved for it. So, you know, Dr. Wood is here to give it to us.
To give us the bright side. And look, you're in town for a day, I believe, Graham. Then you're jetting off to the UK. Now that travel is possible, it seems like Currency's Direct is firing on all cylinders. And the outlook for the future is looking incredibly positive. For those that want to get access to more information, to more good news, and to more solutions to moving money and access to international markets, where can we get the full story and access to all of the information and solutions that Currencies Direct has on offer?
I mean, it's in the name. You said currenciesdirect.com. That's kind of where you go to it. You know, look for Wendy Hine. She's on all the sort of social media outlets and that sort of thing. So she's our face in KwaZulu-Natal. But yeah, currenciesdirect.com, all your needs.
Couldn't be there to help simpler. You. Wendy is your point of contact in Ballito and throughout KZN, and the doctor is in town for a day giving the good news. I'm jealous. I wish I was one of those seats at your talk, but having just had this conversation with you on air, I'm feeling better about life in general already, Dr. Boerder. Thank you for coming directly from Gauteng. I hope you stick around for a little bit longer and enjoy our lack of major traffic jams and the great weather. And wishing you a fantastic talk ahead at Simbiti. I know that everyone there is going to walk away feeling fantastic and with incredible insight. And Graham and the team at Currency Direct, thanks for making this all possible, and thanks for spreading the good news, because it is good news, right?
Thanks for having us. Jeez, you know, the lifestyle you guys are living here is incredible. So every time I come here, I think of immigrating to Belita. So it's becoming a possibility. And coming from Cape Town, that's, you know, a big deal. So, yeah, thanks so much. It's been wonderful.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And remember the name, Currencies Direct.